Now, it's Dublin versus Kerry in Croke Park once again this weekend. The All-Ireland Ladies Football Final is taking centre stage on Sunday. It's the first time these counties have met in a senior ladies football final, and the clash cannot come soon enough for fans in both counties.
The county battle cries are being practised in both the Kingdom and the Capital ahead of this Sunday's clash of these footballing titans. No more so than in the Knoll, a small village in North County Dublin that's home to the Dublin captain, Carla Rowe. Anthony White is chairman of Clonvira.
The whole village is very excited and there's great buzz in the whole area. It's great to have somebody on the Dublin team, but Carla being captain now is a real treat for us, and we're very proud of her. And double-decker bus going on Sunday, and I don't have many tickets sold, so it's really great for our area, you know.
A double-decker bus, did you say?
Well, Gillian looks after the tickets here, and I know she's in trouble looking extra tickets the whole time, but she has a double-decker bus, and the last I heard was she was looking to get another bus, so Croke Park will be full of our villagers on Sunday. So,
did I hear that there was some Kerry link to the Kerry team?
Yeah, I mean, the GAA is a close-knit thing, but one of the girls from Kerry, probably our best forward, Louise, is her brother plays on our men's first team here. So just a great bit of a link, and Carla would know Louise well and one thing another. But Cullen was very disappointed after Kerry been beaten. I don't know what he's going to be like Sunday evening now with another defeat, you know.
Oh, they're a confident lot in the Knoll. But Shea Rowe, Carla's father, says the support of the village means the world to her.
Oh, it's fantastic. Every time she comes down here, the kids are all over looking for autographs and everything else. And it's a huge thing for her as well to know that the whole village and the town is behind her, you know. The village is all about Carla till Sunday, doing what she's going to do and hopefully win.
And this is the thing. How do you think it's going to go? What's your prediction?
I think Dublin will win, but I think it'll be close.
Over in Drumcondra, excitement is building too. Five of the current Dublin team come from Nafianna. Downey Keegan is the club treasurer and she coached the first ever girls team at the club.
Oh, it's amazing for the club, it really is. You know, to have five girls, ladies I should say, at that standard, it's just superb. And I suppose it pays for all the work that's been put here in the club. You know, the ladies membership, ladies football membership has skyrocketed, you know, from that one team back in 2003.
But what do the younger members of Nafianna make of it all?
It's really cool because, like, being part of Nafianna and then people that are actually in the final feels like really special.
Do you think maybe it means you could play one day?
Yeah, I feel like I could play in a final once.
And what do you think is going to happen?
I think Dublin are going to win because, I don't know, I just feel like they're better. I think that Dublin are definitely going to win by, like, 5 points or something.
I want Dublin to win, but I think Kerry's going to win by a goal or a point, even though their team captain's out.
Do you think?
Yeah. Okay.
They'd certainly be happy with that in the Kingdom. Kerry is hoping to bring back the Brendan Martin Cup for the first time in 30 years. Excitement is high in the West Kerry Gaeltacht, which is home to captain Louise Ní Mura Hurtig and Niamh Ní Concur, who's also known as Cracker. Her sister and brother, Cliona and Sean, will also be in Dublin on Sunday.
You see all the hard work Niamh and Louise and the other girls put in, so yeah, definitely, hopefully it pays off.
Go up Sunday morning. Go back. Hopefully they come back with a trophy then. Stay the night and hopefully we'll have a happy banquet.
The children of the Gaeltacht are also speaking the language of success. Castle Island is home to four players. Supporter Gerard Murphy was at the first ever ladies football final 50 years ago.
Little thing, we were at that thing, and it was only held, and like my dad said, on a crossroad, one bar in the place. It was held there, and now, as you can see on Sunday, it will be held in Croke Park in front of 60, 50, 60, 70,000, which is a great honour for Kerry. And I think we're still in front with the amount of All Irelands we won, and hopefully we'll add another one on Sunday.
Maura Toomey is a senior player with Castle Island Desmonds.
Can't wait now to shout them on in Croke Park. It's such an honour to get to follow them up there, and you know, like that now, they'd be really mad for the win after last year.
Hannah Herlihy has already won the All-Ireland with Kerry's minor team, and she's hoping the senior team can follow suit.
Just keep their composure and they can do it. They have the skills and they put in the work all year. So they were unlucky last year, but this is our year.
Hannah Herlihy ending that report there by Joan O'Sullivan. As for the match itself, throw-in is at 4 o'clock on Sunday and you can watch it on TG Cahir. The time is now 6 minutes to 9.